Produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George, Health First is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
Sherry Yu is the founder and CEO of Jardine Naturals, a silver company that's been in business for over 12 years. She grew up on a tropical island where natural remedies were really the mainstream. And prior to her silver company, she was a psychologist and psychotherapist, helping people get well emotionally. And then she went on to helping people with medicinal silver to get them well. Welcome, Sherry.
Thank you, Kathy. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, it's great to have you on the show. So silver is really, really amazing, and it has a long history. Can you tell us a little bit about how humans started using silver?
Oh, wow. I would say that we can trace the usage of silver probably back about 4,000 BC. There is evidence of receptacles. Silver receptacles having been found in archaeological digs that, you know, were just made of silver, possibly for, you know, storage of liquids. So it goes far way back.
Mm-hmm. And even, silver was used a lot, even silver dimes, silver quarters, even in our lifetime. But silver is not used as much just in the regular world, but silver is used more and more for medicine.
Yes. And interestingly, it is actually not that new. Silver is actually old medicine that has come back. Even before the advent of sulfur drugs and penicillin, silver was actually the antibiotics of those days. Doctors prescribed silver solutions right from their medical offices. Brand names like Argorol, Silverol was what doctors dispensed as antibiotics. And even before that, even way back into the 1600s, I would say, silver was being used for different medical purposes. So it's actually, the history of silver as medicine actually goes quite a ways back.
Mm-hmm. And do we have to worry, so you're saying it's like a natural antibiotic, do we have to worry that it will harm our good bacteria?
Interestingly, that's a great question. Interestingly, silver does not destroy our good bacteria in our gut. I know that certainly online, I've come across a lot of websites that caution and actually, you know, say that it kills our good gut bacteria. When I started Jardine Naturals about 13 years ago, that was a question, one of the top questions in my mind. On one hand, you know, there was all this information online. And yet, on the other hand, there was my personal experience. Like a lot of people, I used to get my regular bout of flu or cold, you know, once every winter. And after I was introduced to ionic silver, I started taking it myself just once a day, about a teaspoon a day. And the first winter, I didn't get sick. And I thought, this is interesting. And I just carried on. And the second winter, I didn't get sick again. And in fact, in those first 2 years, my health, you know, I saw a huge improvement in my health. I didn't get sick anymore. So then I started thinking, now, if it killed my good bacteria, if the ionic silver that I was drinking regularly was killing my good bacteria or had killed my good gut bacteria, my immunity would actually have worsened. But instead, I saw my health improve tremendously. So I decided to get to the bottom of it. We sent a sample to an external lab and had the silver tested on a strain of good gut bacteria called Lactobacillus spirogene. And it did not kill it at all. So in that lab test, you know, I found the, you know, I found the answer to all that controversy.
Mm-hmm. Sherry, you've created three different strengths in your silver line. Why did you need that?
When we first started, we started with the midline strength with the 22 ppm.
Mm-hmm.
But as time went on, you know, as I met people and talked to people, I discovered that some people were actually looking for, you know, a lower strength. Because they were basically, you know, quite healthy. They didn't get sick regularly. And so they just wanted something on a lower concentration to just maintain their good health. So that was why we introduced the 10 ppm. And then just in the last couple of years, we had people come to us and say, can you bring us a stronger strength than the 22? The request actually, interestingly, came from a chiropractor in Quebec. Mm-hmm. And he had, I think there was a winter where they had terrible power failure and they lost power for like 7 days. And he ended up getting sick from eating something from his fridge after 7 days. So poor man fell sick and he said it was the 30 ppm or the 32 ppm. Silver he had bought, you know, from another manufacturer in Quebec. He said that it was the 30 ppm that got him well.
Mm-hmm.
So he approached us and said, can you make a super strength silver? And that was what started us looking at that line and finally introducing it.
Okay, Sherry, folklore or fact, will you turn gray or blue if you take it long term?
Only if you mix it with something like salt or baking soda. But certainly if you drink it in its pure state, straight from the bottle, the way we manufacture it, it will never turn anyone gray.
That's a good thing. That's a good thing. So what are some of the benefits of the essential silver that people can expect to get?
Well, certainly, firstly, if anybody is sick, it will really deal with the symptoms quite rapidly. And the good thing about silver is that you can take it even hourly, and it will really eradicate symptoms in a day or two. If people take it and after about 3 days, they don't see any change and they're already taking it every hour, then it's not working for them. But really, in most cases, we've seen people being helped with a wide range of things from the common cold to a cough or the flu to gastrointestinal situations. I remember I went and had Chinese buffet 1 year. Bad position. And I came back with food poisoning. And I could barely make it to the bathroom, but I always keep a bottle of silver right next to my toothbrush. Mm-hmm. And I just took sips every half hour. Maybe I think I even took sips every 10 minutes. And after half an hour, I stopped running to the bathroom.
There's a lot of science behind the essential silver. It's been tested a lot. Can you tell me some of the things that, some of the germs that your essential silver will kill upon contact?
Yes, definitely. So we had the essential silver tested in external labs. And what they did was they first grew them, and of course these are all in vitro testing. So they had germs like E. coli, Salmonella, Listeria, MRSA, Staph, Pseudomonas, Enterococcus, and Candida. And the silver was tested over a month. It was added to these germs that I just mentioned. And upon contact, 99% of each of these strains were all destroyed right on contact. And about, certainly a week later, everything that was dead stayed dead. There was no reproduction at all.
So, Sherry, there must be that they must be good for cleaning your home and cleaning your kitchen and cleaning your bathroom.
It is. In fact, I started using the silver myself, to clean my bathrooms from the very first year. I just add a little bit of, my favorite essential oils into a bottle. I remember about 20 years ago, I read a book published by a professor out of UBC, and the book was about, what kind of, what things in our lives increased our risk for cancer. And I read in his book, he said, one major group, the first thing is all your cleaning products in your home.
Mm-hmm.
When I read that, I just ran to my bathroom cupboard and took out all the toxic cleaning products I had and threw them all out.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to the store and, tried to look for something natural. But it was an interesting quest because it would say natural on the front label, but when I looked at the ingredients, there was still a lot of toxic chemicals embedded
the
ingredients.
So it's wonderful to have silver to clean with. We're going to have to go to a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to continue learning about silver and all its uses.